This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, back to a couple of guys that see nothing wrong with being in the doghouse.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us on the line a returning guest, Mark Dayrell from the Eagle Ledge Alpaca Farm. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you. Mark, last time I saw you, I had the privilege of coming out to your alpaca farm and being introduced to a number of your alpacas. Is and it? Boy, Marquise had quite the greeting
Marquise.
For me.
Marquise, there you go.
He was probably impressed by the fact you're one of the few visitors we ever had come into the barn in a suit. That's probably
either
the
that
whole
or
point
the,
of his greeting.
Yeah.
What if you let them know what happened there, Lee?
Oh, in a few words, he slimed me. So, but I figure it was the bald head that actually made him go for it. But you never know. But it was a beautiful facility, a beautiful piece of land, and the animals were absolutely incredible. If you've never been up close and seen alpacas, they really do have marvelous fur, which leads us to today's subject, Mark, which is some of the different gift items that you can actually use alpaca fur for, which is what they're bred for, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Their whole purpose in being domesticated was for their fiber, and the process of growing the alpaca and feeding it all year all comes down to the shearing date, which we usually do in April or May, and then from that point, you have what we call a raw fleece. It's what's taken off the animal. If someone is into hand spinning, they may want the fleece at that point. Mm-hmm. And the next stage, then, we would take that fleece, and we call it skirted. We put it on a screen table and shake the debris out of it and take all the shortcuts away. At that point, it's a skirted fleece, and that's the next step. From there, it's washed, it's picked and carded and spun into yarn, and you can go on and on from, you know, into production of anything you want from there. So depending on whether somebody's into hand spinning and they want something raw off the animal, or if it's they want to partially process so it's ready to spin, we've got all those type of products from... There's a fleece, choose a color, to here's yarn, which has nylon in it, so it's made particularly to make socks or, you know.
Now are they, the one option you have for getting alpaca fiber is specifically coming out to Grand Ledge and visiting your farm, or what options does the consumer have?
The consumer can order finished products from us off our website.
Okay. What is that website?
EagleEdge.com.
Okay.
And we have a farm side and a supply side, and the Eagle Edge supply will be marketed in the future as Fickle Firefly, which is the name my wife has chosen for her store, which is under development. So there'll be products on Etsy.com and on our website. But she's a fiber artist that she makes some things repetitively, like socks and fingerless mittens and that type of thing, and a lot of things that are just a one-off. She may have a cape or a shawl or something that's one dye pot, and then she's moved on and she's making something else.
Yeah, and they would be able to see those things on the website, or would that have to be?
Some of them are on the website, and the best thing probably for the most part, unless you catch her at a craft show somewhere, is to... give us a call and make arrangements to come see her.
To right come now. On out. So, right. Right. Now, I'm wondering, if anybody brings up the word wool, like for sheep, and that something's made out of wool, I mean, I automatically become, very nervous, because the last thing I ever want to do is put on a sweater made of wool, just because I'm highly allergic to it, and it's the most uncomfortable thing as possible. I can't imagine. That would be the worst thing. That's worse than a bad teacher at school. You know what I mean? I cannot tolerate that. What's the story on alpaca? Is it got the same kind of properties because it's from an animal just like sheep, or is it different?
It's a very different, number one, it's finer. It's more like a cashmere or a mohair.
Okay.
The structure of the individual hair is quite different.
Okay.
Wool is itchier. They call it the prick factor because as wool grows, just like a blade of grass, you see a little growth ring every so many inches along its length.
Okay.
In the micro view on wool, those are relatively close together. And on alpaca, they're much farther apart, and they're much tighter to the next growth stage.
Right.
So you don't have the prickle factor because it's a much smoother individual fiber.
Yeah, and I think I've always had really, really sensitive skin, so it might not even be allergies as much as it is just the style. If there's a tag on the back of a shirt, it's coming off the day I get that shirt. You know, doesn't matter what it is. I'm just super sensitive, and I don't know why that is, but that would make a lot more sense why that might be the case with alpacas.
Some people say that alpaca is hypoallergenic, but I don't know that for a fact. Because you get involved with
it doesn't have a reputation.
Natural fiber, but sometimes there's dyes involved, and so it's almost if you're allergic to wool, you may want to test. My sister, if it's a real cold day, can wear an alpaca hat or headband, but she doesn't have a problem particularly with gloves or socks.
Uh-huh.
So it's maybe a matter of where it is on your body and how sensitive you are.
So a lot of individuals, what you're looking for is to get to people that might want to be spending some time making things with alpaca.
We sell the fiber for people who like to spin. We sell yarn for people who want to take it from that stage and make something for themselves. And then we have finished goods. Janet has an antique sock machine, and she produces socks, which I've been told diabetics like because there's no seam across the toes that bother their feet. And I know from my own standpoint, they're extremely warm and durable. So if you're an outdoor enthusiast or a hunter, or you just like something real nice and soft on your feet, it's an excellent product for that.
And the one thing that I think the listeners might want to think about this time when they're going into the Christmas season, planned ahead. There's nothing better than getting something made right here in, you know, good old Grand Ledge, Michigan. I mean, there's not much opportunity to find, you know, alpaca farm. You know, you have the efforts you put forth every day, you know, 365 days a year. And as a result of that, somebody going into the Christmas season can actually have something made from alpaca fur right nearby, or fiber right nearby just down the street, and that makes a much better story.
That's right. And when we do go to the intermediate stage between what's available right off the animal on our farm to what's available as spun yarn, that's done in Michigan too, up in Frankenmuth. So whether it's the finished product that Janet has made, sometimes she hand spins them herself, so it's completely done in Grand Ledge, or whether we've got a pile, you know, a bolt of yarn on a cone that's ready for somebody to weave with, it's all done in Michigan. So from eating Michigan grass to the final product, yes, it's local.
Well, and the one thing I can say is advice for our male listeners who are out there. A lot of ladies love to get gifts that, number one, help keep them warm, and number two, are really unique and really different than what anybody else around them has. And you provide exactly that opportunity, because I can say alpaca fur is warm, and a lot of the products that you're spinning out there are completely unique. Nobody else is going to have a pair quite like what it is that you're providing.
That's correct. Yep.
So it sounds like a great opportunity for Mark. If someone wants to call you to come out and visit and see the products, how would they get in touch with you?
The best way is our home phone, which is 517-627-4769. And because we're frequently not there, they can leave a message. We'll get back to them, arrange a time to either come see finished goods in our home or come visit the animals so we can have a selection of things brought to the barn.
Right. And I could just can't encourage people enough to consider some of these products because, again, if you want to impress the ladies, they love those warm, unique items. So, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it was our pleasure to have you. We've been talking with Mark Dayrell, the owner of the Eagle Ledge Alpaca Farm in Grand Ledge, Michigan, where they're selling all the products that alpacas provide, whether they're finished goods or the products to spin it yourself. So get in touch with them. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation, and we're going to talk with the folks from the Animal Rescue Site in Seattle, Washington, where they're selling products, and with the proceeds of those products, they're donating it to rescue groups throughout the country. Right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.